USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of people are under excessive heat alerts as another heat wave sweeps through the western United States. High heat warnings stretching from California to Idaho, with forecasters expecting several record high temperatures to be set over the weekend. Dozens of wildfires are also burning, with a large pair of fires scorching through thousands of acres near the Northern California-Nevada border. The Beckwith Complex fire has burned through more than 50,000 acres so far. Officials said Saturday afternoon that the blaze was only 9% contained. And the confirmed death toll from the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 86, with 43 people still unaccounted for as recovery operations entered their 17th day. A safety review of buildings in the area prompted by the collapse has closed the Miami-Dade County Courthouse. County leaders say the building will begin undergoing emergency repairs after an engineer's report recommended that floors 16 and above in the 28-floor structure be closed. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The CDC issued new guidance on Friday encouraging schools to return to in-class instruction while trying to get as many kids vaccinated against COVID as possible. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News that he agrees with the CDC's recommendation that kids return to classrooms in the fall with some precautions.
Well, look, I think that the CDC made it pretty clear in their new revised guidance that even if they cannot meet the recommended guidance, they should still meet in person anyway. This is the first time the CDC issued strong language saying that there were actually harms. They acknowledged the risks of not meeting in person. So we can take certain precautions, but I think we need to take what we call a reactive approach, and that is if there's an outbreak, if more than two kids in a classroom test positive, that's when you take an approach, close the classroom down or the school down for about 2 weeks. We've been doing that for years with influenza. We should have that same high vigilant approach now with COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID-19 vaccination, reports have surfaced that members of the Oregon National Guard will be used in the Beaver State. John Clemens reports.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door-to-door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged in power-sharing negotiations. The group's gains come as U.S. troops have been leaving the country, with President Biden this week moving the target date to complete the pullout up to August 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.